Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness. We are looking at current events in the light of Bible prophecy, and I'm telling you, I have been around this world watching current events. We're going to be covering some of those things, where I've been and what's been happening in Europe, because I haven't been with you for a while by webcast. We had our annual prayer meeting in Branson at the end of October. It was so special this year. Then on November 1st, I left for Europe, where I was for 3 weeks. You can listen to our radio broadcast right here where you're hearing this today, or you can listen by internet at billybrim.org. Some very interesting and important things of the Lord we'll be sharing this week at this special time, for it is a special time. While I was gone, the United States elected a president. What is my position? Our position has to be according to the Bible. And the Bible says, 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 4, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all goodliness and honesty. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. So I'm going to be praying for President, and now he's President-elect Obama. I'm going to, it doesn't say here. Now, if your party elected the king and you're happy with it, no, it just says you pray. And I'm quite sure we didn't pray for President Bush enough. When this was written, Nero was the emperor in Rome. Christians are largely responsible for what happens in their realm of authority. President Bush made the same mistakes his father made, and I have to confess, I knew he was making them, but I'm quite sure I did not daily pray for him as I should have, and I think many of us let down on the job. Then another thing you have to watch is that when you're like with President Obama, I'm going to be praying for him and believing God for him. And I have to make sure that my attitude stays right. President Bush, as I said, made the same mistakes his father made. If you would like to hear what the Lord showed me when I was in Israel at the end of Gulf War I, and they were receiving into their country so many Jews come from the north, President Bush I was running for his second term. He had an unprecedented, at the time, approval rating about 70%. I heard one of the most stunning, shaking words of the Lord that I've ever heard. I was in Israel. Secretary of State James Baker had come and was addressing the Knesset, the Israeli parliament. He put his hand down like this. I have a picture we're going to show you, and issued an ultimatum in the Israeli parliament that they were going to have to choose between West Bank settlements and the United States being their loan guarantors with monies borrowed from the World Bank to receive all those Russian immigrants. When I saw that picture in the paper, and you'll see the very picture I saw, I brought it home. The Lord said to me, Bush just lost the election. Clinton did not win. Bush lost. I made a DVD and a CD early on in George Bush's first term, second President Bush, asking him not to make the mistakes of his father. It is called If I Could Talk to President Bush. You could still get a copy of that if you want to, because now you can see that President Bush did make the mistakes of his father, and he paid the same price. In my estimation, he lost the elections, and I think much of the world sees that. And maybe not the world, because the world's elated over the elections, but I think here in America, the press and the people see George W. Bush lost the elections. How did he lose them? He lost them with his treatment of Israel. We're in the judgment of the nation times. And all nations are being judged on how they treat Israel. They will know blessings or cursings on how they treat Israel. It was very disappointing to read the news today that he has literally threatened Israel. President Bush, a lame duck president, going out, but on his way out, he's threatening them. And I'm going to read you from two sources. One is Arutz Sheva, IsraelNationalNews.com. And this is a byline of November 25th. The Bush administration warned outgoing Prime Minister Ehud Olmert. He's a lame duck. Bush is a lame duck. But they warned him not to stage an attack on Iran or stage an all-out assault on Hamas in Gaza. Time reported Tuesday. So this is Time News, Time Magazine. Quoting senior defense ministry officials, the two leaders met and dined together Monday during the prime minister's farewell visit, but the warning previously was issued by senior American officials. They are worried that Israel will use the period before President-elect Barack Obama takes office to attack Iran's nuclear plant. Exploiting Bush's lame duck status would force him and President-elect Barack Obama to completely revamp U.S. Middle East policy, including the war in Iraq. As well as attempts to use sanctions. The American government officials said that the Olmert government, if it were to carry out a long-threatened attack on Hamas and allied terrorists, it could erect a dead end to the American roadmap. That's just what we need, a dead end to the American roadmap. Be sure to get the book by Norma Archbold. We are offering it. It's you may have it already if you listen to us a lot, but get it and pass it out to as many as you can. It's called The Mountains of Israel, explaining that the Bible promises are concerning when the Jews come home. They're building on the mountains of Israel, which exactly corresponds to what the world calls the West Bank. In order to calm, and I'm reading again, Israel's growing impatience with rocket attacks on southern Israel. They are being rocket attacked every day. Rockets are pouring in. What do you think would happen in the United States if every single day rockets poured in from Mexico? We would own Mexico. What if they poured in from Canada? We would move north. They have been pouring in to Israel. But everybody urges them, don't do anything about it. In order to calm Israel's growing impatience with rocket attacks on southern Israel, the Bush government asked Jordanian King Abdullah II to intervene. Time reports. The result was a secret visit to Amman last week by Prime Minister Olmert and Defense Minister Ehud Barak, who heard the king tell them he won promises by Hamas to halt the rocket strikes. Now they haven't. Now Zippy Livni, she's the Prime Minister, Foreign Minister of the Olmert government. She stated this month that Israel need not retaliate so long as the rocket attacks do not cause widespread damage or serious injuries. They're just pelting the place. One rocket 3 weeks ago damaged a strategic site in Ashkelon. I want to read another account of this from the Devka file. This is reported by Time magazine. They, too, are reporting what Time says. And that Olmert and Bush met, and the president warned the prime minister against resorting to any Israeli military action in the Middle East. Here it is. This is the one I wanted you to get. Ehud Barak, who is the defense minister, present defense minister, holds IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, on a lease against Hamas missiles and Hezbollah rockets. Devk file reports. To all the warmongers among you, I say I am not Minister of War, but Minister of Defense. This emotional statement was delivered by Ehud Barak Monday, November 24th, to his many critics at a briefing session of the Knesset Foreign Affairs and Security Committee. He went on to lambast Iran for its energetic pursuit of a nuclear program while deceiving the world. The nuclear watchdogs are saying now that they will be well equipped to unleash nuclear by the end of 2009. Devka files military sources suggest that Barak take his own advice. While never short of words and promises, his performance and deeds is seriously wanting. He promises and promises to do something about the attacks and the rocket attacks that are coming in from Gaza, and he never does anything. Minutes after he spoke, now listen to this, the Society for Recording Terror-Induced Trauma Cases published figures which should have made him rethink his position. There's a town called Sderot, and that's the one they mainly pelt with the rockets. 55% of Sderot's citizens had witnessed Qassam missile blasts. 55%. Think of 55% of the people in your town, they'd seen a rocket hit. 28.4% were made dysfunctional by post-traumatic effects. 28.4% of your city, your town, becomes dysfunctional because they're having traumatic, post-traumatic effects of the rockets. 33.6% of the town's school children aged 13 to 18 suffer from severe learning disabilities. One third of your elementary school, your junior high school, your high school cannot learn. They have severe learning disabilities because they are constantly under barrage of rockets. It is ludicrous to warn Israel, don't do anything about it. How terrible. Shame, President Bush. I love you. I appreciate that you are a believer, but your knowledge of Israel is sadly lacking. Your Bible knowledge on how the United States should bless Israel is sadly lacking. And President Obama, I'm praying yours is better. I'm a one-issue person. I'm not for the Republicans or for the Democrats. I'm for God, and I'm for the Word of God, which tells us how we have to bless Israel, which tells Israel they'll come home in the last days, which tells them where to build, and they are to build with our blessings and not our cursings. And so, what do we do about it? The church is very powerful when the church uses its power, when we pray. I have to tell you that I'm quite sure I didn't pray as I should have prayed for President Bush. And I ask him to forgive me. I ask God to forgive me. And now we have to make it our business that we don't have to ask the Lord's forgiveness for not praying for President Obama and the new leaders of our country. You know, God, it says, can take the heart of a king and put it in his hand. We don't want an old critical spirit to get hold of us. We're just simply laying out here. I love President Bush. I don't know Obama that well, but, you know, praise the Lord with the love of the Lord. I love my president and honor the office. We don't want old critical spirits getting hold of us, but we do have to stand with and for the Word of God. Not that we're not loving them, but that we're saying this is the Word and we stick with the Word. I do want you to get that book, The Mountains of Israel by Norma Archbold. You can call right here at 417-336-4877. That's the main line. Or we have an 800 number, 1-800-972-3447. You could write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. We invite you to be a partner with us, a radio partner, to help us keep these things broadcast, watching these marvelous times in the light of Bible prophecy. I think you'll be excited if you'll tune in all this week and hear the supernatural things we witnessed, took part in, and our plans for you to take part with us in praying for an awakening and outpouring. This is Billy Brim saying, Shalom until tomorrow.